Hello, this is Magdalena Portman, and today I am going to talk about rushing again. This is the exercise number 34. I have already once talked about rushing in the exercise number 21. If you want, you can go back there and have another listen, or stay here and listen to this one. I think we all recognize the pressure of our daily lives when we just have to do so much that sometimes it feels we will not get it done without rushing. But it's a misconception to think that you get more done if you rush, because you see what happens when you're rushing. You stir up the air, you create a lot of confusion in your whole being, you try and get everything done at once, you move so fast that you fall, you're in danger to drop things, you get bad-tempered, and you become a much less nice person to other people, because if somebody stops you and wants to say hello, you say, no, I can't stop, I must go, and you get even more desperate and rush even more, trying to do all things at once. And I bet you also crunch the back of your neck and pull your shoulders up, and you're probably all tense in your elbows and in your wrists, and I dare say that your face is all screwed up as well. So that's not a very good way of going about it, is it? Okay. See, look at it the other way. If you take your time, you stay calmer, you will be more efficient, you will make fewer mistakes, you will cause fewer mishaps. You will be a nicer person and you will feel better within yourself. And the other thing, if you are calmer, you will also be able to speak in a voice that is calmer. You can see that now my voice is calmer, whereas before, when I was talking about rushing, I was taking on the tension of rushing. It changed my voice, and I myself didn't feel all that comfortable. I feel a lot more comfortable now, and you can probably hear me better, you can understand me better. You see, going fast and rushing is not the same thing. It doesn't mean you can never do anything fast. Of course you can. As long as you can do it without all this unnecessary and extra stirring up of air and tension, which then causes you these mishaps and the unhappiness. But if you go fast because you choose to, then, and you enjoy it, then that's fine. Really and truly, all these exercises are meant to do is to give you a glimpse of the fact that there might just be a choice. You might not have to stay the slave to your own misconceptions and to your own habits. Once you stop to look at them, you can use your intelligence and use your consciousness to decide how you want to do things, to decide what is better for you. And that gives you a choice. That gives you freedom. So if you want to run, run because you enjoy it, not because you think you have to. And if you want to do things slowly, do it because you enjoy it, because you want to do things slowly. More enjoyment is good for you.